Great Hill Power Monday, Tennessee Lottery on 104.5. His own Webb School star basketball player Keon Johnson has put out a final three: Virginia, Ohio State, and Tennessee. Took it official also to Vanderbilt. They are not on the list. He is a four-star player in the class of 2020. He'll be a senior next season. Number one player in the state of Tennessee. Number 30 player nationally. Number 7 shooting guard in the country. Tennessee already has one top 30 player committed in that class. Small forward Corey Walker, the number 7 small forward in America. So Keon Johnson, I've seen him play several times. Really, really talented, gifted athlete. Can run hot a little bit, but exceptionally skilled, and will be a very, very good basketball player at the next level, in my opinion. Fair Board meeting today with Bristol and the group there that want to dump money into the Fairgrounds Speedway. Nothing was going on with regard to that. We'd heard a lot about the soccer deal at the Fairgrounds, which is awesome. We hadn't heard a lot about what was going on with the NASCAR end of things with the Fairgrounds Speedway. We had heard a little bit a long time ago. Dale Jr. had even tweeted out about the hope that NASCAR would return to Nashville, but then nothing. So Norm Parton came on a couple of weeks ago and said basically there'd been a roadblock at the mayor's office at various levels of government, and nothing had happened. Well, shortly after that visit with us, Bristol and their parent company did get a meeting on the books for 8 o'clock this morning with the Fairgrounds Speedway board. So we're bringing Norm on now to ask Norm how that went today with the board meeting and at the Fairgrounds. What's going on, Norm? How are you?
Well, I'm driving in Nashville traffic, so I need a roll cage and a helmet right now. This time of day is no time to be out on the road. Meeting was held this morning. Bristol did the typical PowerPoint saying, here's what we can do. We need to know what the city and the Fairgrounds wants to do and how we can be part of that to bring big time racing back to Nashville. It was very well received. There is now the Fair Board is actively working with Bristol starting next week to start getting a plan of what can and cannot be done to move this thing forward.
What are the biggest obstacles at this point, Norm, that could still derail this thing, do you think?
The biggest obstacle is there are multiple pieces in the puzzle. You have a private development, you have soccer, you have the flea market, the fair, all of these things that go on, plus all of the exhibition buildings where they have things going on almost every weekend, and you have to integrate those, and some people have to give, and some people have to get some leniency, and it's about moving the footprint. The footprint of the private development has to move a matter of feet to make this work. So that's the goal one, is to get everybody in a room and say, yeah, we can move here, we can do that, and then we're off to getting something done. But that's your biggest obstacle.
So just in terms of accommodating both projects, one project needs to move several feet, and then the other theoretically could happen if everything else is agreed upon?
Yes. And once they figure out the extent they want Bristol involved, then it comes down to now we have a dollar amount that we have to work on, and here's how we make it happen without impacting the taxpayers. This is the opportunity of somebody coming to town and footing the bill for something that has not happened in my lifetime in Nashville as far as sports are concerned.
So for taxpayers, is there a scenario where Bristol comes in? I think the number you've thrown around is $60 million. Is there a scenario at all on the table, Norm, where they throw in their $60 million and it winds up costing $79 million and the mayor would have to go to Nashville and go, I need $19 million via some tax vehicle or something?
No. They're going to have a hard number, and the development of the racetrack would be responsible for overages. to where the taxpayer is held harmless, which has not happened with any of the other sports entities in Nashville. They are willing to foot the entire bill, no matter what it is, once there's an agreement.
So we're talking about NASCAR potentially. We're talking about Major League Soccer coexisting happily with no taxpayer dollars. From the racing side.
Yeah.
On the racing side, the potential, and here's what it boils down to. Bristol's coming in and say, we will make it work. You have us. Give us the opportunity to make the money back. That's all they're asking. So we need the deal to where it self-funds itself, and if it doesn't, we'll make up the difference. And that is what we're up against here, is how can you say no when the city already owns the property? It's been neglected for 30 years. There has not been a major improvement in that track in 20, and they're willing to come in and do it all. Fund it through revenue bonds, which pay for themselves from the revenue from it, and make up any difference that's there. It's pretty darn simple math to me.
Let's say that everybody sits down at the table and one side gives their few feet and Bristol says, here's your $60 million, and everything gets agreed upon and everything passes through. What's the best case scenario that a cup race that wheels would be on that track win? What year?
2021.
Okay, Norm, let's get this thing done. Let's make it happen.
They think it's a year, a full year of transition to make it happen. But I can tell you that if they get all of this done, this is Norm speaking. If they get all of this done and get it done now, the 2021 schedule is going to be very interesting for Tennessee.
Oh, me like you, Norm. I like what you're saying. This is Norm speaking.
I'm confident in what I say. I'm confident that I'm being vague where I need to be vague, and I'm being to the point where I need to be. This is a big deal for Nashville, and The city leaders, that's business, politics, everybody, need to say, we got to make this happen, and we're willing to be good citizens and give a little and take a little to make this work. That's what we need. We need good citizens to make good decisions.
This is Brent speaking. Norm, you have a lot of power because there was not anything being discussed publicly or privately 2 weeks ago. You came on this show. Next thing you know, there's a meeting at the fair board this morning, and things are headed in that direction.
Well, it's about time somebody publicly said what's going on. It's about time, and NASCAR2Nashville.com, you can put your name on the list, and the Facebook page, NASCAR2 Nashville, has been lit up in the last week. I mean, lit up from all over the country and a couple of foreign countries as well. A lot of people have interest in Nashville, Tennessee. Now's the time to strike.
No doubt.
Thank you, Norm. Good stuff, man. Good luck with the traffic, brother.
Yes.
Hey, we'll keep you up to date. We will keep you up to date.
Thank you, Norm. Norm Parton.
All right.
He's been talking NASCAR and in this city on the radio and television since 1982. Nobody is closer to that sport in this town than he is.
I think no matter when Norm talks, even if like if he got up to do a reading in church or something, he should say, this is Norm speaking. And now we'll read from the Old Testament.
I need a roll cage and a fire suit.
Yeah.
To deal with Nashville.
That was
traffic.
Such the perfect way to start a NASCAR conversation right there.
That's it.
My buddy Josh on Twitter said, dang it, Don, don't be talking about does it ultimately cost taxpayers money about the fairgrounds. Roll with it. I need my NASCAR closer to home. Hashtag NASCAR to Nashville.
2021.
When we come
he
back.
He said no. He said ultimately it won't.
Norm speaking.
This is Norm speaking. Peter King's 2019 Mid-May Power Rankings are out. guess who he has number three? I'll ask you that question. Also, where are the Titans? Where are the AFC South teams? That's coming up next. 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery in Portland at Sudden Service. Come by and see us. They've got the food trailer out here. Get you a hamburger, get you a hot dog, get you a drink, a cold drink, and come say hello.